So good afternoon, everybody. My name is Maria Torres. I come from Ecuador, that's in South America. I am very happy to be here and to share with you in this afternoon the results of our research about the genetic diversity of Mortiño, which is the Andean blueberry in the Ecuadorian highlands. As you all know, the Vaccinium genus belongs to the Ericaceae family, and it includes over 450 species. This genus is known to be cosmopolitan, which means that it has a wide distribution, a wide geographic distribution, and as you know also, we can find Vaccinium species in all continents. Talking specifically about Vaccinium floribundum, which is the Andean blueberry, the distribution of these species is the Andes region, and we can find plants in Colombia, Venezuela, Ecuador, Bolivia, and Peru. In Ecuador, the Andean blueberry grows in a tundra-like ecosystem known as páramo, and it grows between 1,600 and 4,200 meters above sea level. So here is a picture from Ecuador, and you can see the Andes, which cross Ecuador from north to south. Some of the main features of Vaccinium floribundum are, this is a bush, a shrub, that can grow up to 1.2 meters. It has oval serrated leaves, maybe that's similar to other Vaccinium species. It's also very characteristic, it's axillary inflorescence with these very nice and beautiful pink to purple flowers. But for sure, the main characteristic of the Andean blueberry is its fruit, berry shaped black to purple fruit. There has been reports which tell us the properties and uses of the Andean blueberry. In the medicinal area, it has been reported its high content of anthocyanins and other polyphenolic compounds, which has anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, anti-tumoral, and anti-diabetic effects. As a food for the Ecuadorian people, the Andean blueberry is very important. We have a big celebration, the Day of the Dead, and traditionally we prepare a beverage which is called colada morada, and which is mainly made of Mortiño. But beyond this cultural use, we also use Mortiño to prepare jams, wine, and ice creams. One important feature that I have to mention from the Andean blueberry is that it's also known as an environmental regenerator. I told you before that these species grow in the páramos, and here, in different times of the year, we have big fires. Of course, after these fires, we have burn sites, and after a while, we can find Mortiño plants growing in these damaged locations. Another very important feature that we will have to remember is that when we talk about the uses of the Mortiño, and when we are talking about that we use that as a food, we depend on wild species. There is no cultivation of these species. There has been several attempts to cultivate these species, but until now there are no successful reports. So this is quite a problem. So the main objective of our study was to analyze the genetic diversity and population structure of the Andean blueberry along the Ecuadorian highlands using 16 SSR markers for conservation and sustainable use purposes. So we did a sampling. We go from north to south in the Andes highlands of Ecuador, and we collected over 100 individuals. We did the lab procedures, and we obtained our data. I would also want to mention that for this study, in a collaboration with Jenny Rowntree from the Manchester Metropolitan University, we designed and synthesized the microsatellite markers. So the results we obtained are as follows. We found 179 alleles, being locus MO25 the more informative and locus MO11 the less informative. We also found a global expected heterozygosity of 0.73, which considered as a moderately high genetic diversity. We also looked to the genetic variability among our samples, and we found that 70% of this variation was within populations and 30% among populations. In this table, what I wanted to highlight is the sites where that display the highest degree of genetic diversity, which are the ones highlighted in green, Carihuayraso, Kimiag, and Podocarpus. And in red, you can see the locations where which display the lowest degree of genetic diversity, which are Quilotoa, Cajas, and Cruces. In this table, in the upper part, you can see that all the locations are organized from north to south. So that means El Angel is the locality at the north, and Santiago the one at the most south of Ecuador. So as you can see, the locations that are highlighted are distributed more in the central and in the south part of the Ecuadorian highlands. So when we look to the population structure, and again in this chart, you can see Carchi is the province at the north of Ecuador and Loja at the south. We found in this analysis four gene pools. When we like to see these results in more detail, we found that now I'm going to call the red gene pool is distributed more at the north part of Ecuador, the yellow one more in the middle, and the blue one at the south. And we have this distinct group, which I call come back again to try to explain this this group. But as you can see, this green gene pool is represented in localities that are not geographically together, so being one, Quilotoa, more in the center part, and three other localities at the south. So we also do a principal coordinate analysis. We see in some way a more randomly distribution of the samples, but in a way we can also resemble what we found in the population structure analysis, and we again can find these four clusters. But here in this graphic, and I hope you can see the colors, what we do in this graphic to try to understand in a better way our results is that we order our individuals by regions. So region one includes individuals at the north part of Ecuador. Region two, the yellow one, the individuals from the center part of the Ecuadorian highlands. Region three at the south, and region four, this special group. Also, one thing that I want to point out is that although we consider region one and region two like two different groups, they share more similarities. And this we can prove when we analyze the FST values, where you can see that region one and region two are more similar than the other regions. And also we can see here that region four is the more differentiated region from the others. So, again, just that you get to know Ecuador, at the northern part we found the red gene pool, then comes the yellow one, at the very south the blue one, and again this divided group, the green one. As you can see, region one and region two, different groups, but we think they share a lot of similarities, and that is why we try to find a reason that could explain this grouping. So we went back to see the geological origin of the Andes, and and it's actually very well reported that the northern part of the Ecuadorian highlands is composed of volcanic bedrocks, and the southern part of Ecuador highlands is composed of metamorphic bedrocks. So maybe what is influencing the way that these samples are grouping is that in the northern part there are other substrate conditions, which means different adaptation processes in regards to the south part of the Andes. When we try to find a reason why, as I told you before, region one and region two are different but share similarities, We went to review some of the published papers talking about the changes that has been happening in the Paramo, and there are a lot of papers reporting about the climatic oscillations during the Pleistocene, which were also associated with passes of geographic isolation. Actually, in the Paramos, which is this ecosystem in the highlands of Ecuador, there is a rich biodiversity, mainly of plant species. And for several other species, it has been the case that before the glacial period, the populations of one species were distributed along the Andes, but during the glacial period, some of these populations came apart because of the increasement of the ice mass. But after the glacial period, where the ice mass retreat, then some populations come together again. This is known as the secondary contact, and as I told you before, there are reports that this has been the case for several species of the from the Paramo, so maybe Mortiño is one of these species. And finally, we will try to understand why this green gene pool is like a distinct group. We went back to analyze if there is any special feature of these individuals. So we looked to the collection sites in Azuay and Quilotoa, and we realized that all the individuals were collected above 3,900 meters above sea level. And of course, there are also a lot of support telling that at higher altitudes, plant species experience harsher environmental conditions, which mean different adaptation processes. They are also support telling that at these altitudes, the plant species present a clonal propagation, which is associated with low genetic diversity. So we go back and see the expected heterozygosity values, and we find again that for these individuals especially, we found low genetic diversity. So in conclusion, in this study, we found a moderately high genetic diversity of the Andean blueberry in the Ecuadorian highlands. We found four genetic groups, and the reasons of this grouping, maybe we can find an explanation in the geological origin of the Andes bedrocks, Pleistocene climate changes, and altitudinal effects. So for this the Andean blueberry is not so well characterized, so we think that this information is very useful for us to use them in conservation programs and also in sustainable agronomic systems. As I told you before, there is a need to grow these plant species in Ecuador, and so this information for us is very valuable. And the next steps is also trying to analyze the microbiota associated with the soil and with the rhizosphera of these species to try to understand better the behavior of these Andean species. So with that, I would like to thank the institutions and the people that help us carry out this research. And thank you very much for your attention, and I will take any questions if you have some. Thank you.
We have time for one question.
For plan for these three groups, they have different material requirements. For these plants, you have like white plants and this like classified three different groups. And are there any differences in terms of the team requirement or dormancy needed for this group or this
chilling requirements and dormancy.
Okay. We have to look that. I mean, that, for sure, you know, when we study these species at such altitudes, chilling characteristic and stuff and such of these features are very interesting, but we haven't looked at that yet.
Thank you.
Okay.